Hello, and welcome to episode 39 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we would like to welcome you to this very special episode of... the official 2-Piece Start Live Political Debate Edition. E3 2008 in Review Edition.
Wow, that's... what are you, on a mountain or something there?
Top of the world, Tim. Top of the world.
We're gonna talk about E3 exclusively, and we're gonna kind of bypass most of our other segments this week because I think there's a lot to talk about. If we don't talk about it now, then when will we get to it?
To let you guys know, Tim and I have not yet talked to each other about our opinions on any of the E3 news.
That's right.
Both fun for us and for you as 2-Piece Start loyal listeners. And just to let you guys know, we're going to try to make these fairly sweet. We're not going to go over every little possible detail. We're just going to kind of run over some topics, give our opinions, and if we like things or not, you know, hopefully we'll see how this Microsoft one goes, and we'll know at what speed we need to be working at after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what were some of the things that Microsoft announced at their E3 press conference on Monday?
Well, you know, the conference itself went okay, I think. You know, they led with, you know, I actually was watching it live, and I didn't get to watch all that much of it, but they did lead with, you know, four big titles coming out for the 360, and they had extended segments, like actual playthroughs, so you got to see not just a little, you know, trailer, 30-second.
And what were those games, Tim?
Those games were Fallout 3, Resident Evil 5, Fable 2, and God of War, Gears of War 2.
Correct.
So,
passed.
You know, I thought Fallout 3 looked pretty sweet.
Was that with the one with like the weird like military music playing?
Yeah, they started with that like kind of 50s commercial trailer.
Yes.
And then,
yeah, I really wasn't that interested in that game at all. I was watching it, I just wasn't impressed one bit, to be honest.
I thought it was interesting how you can play it as like a first person shooter almost, or as a strategy game. You can either just shoot the guys and you know, go through it in real time, or you can kinda like pause it, aim your shot, it'll tell you kinda what damage it'll do. So it kinda has a couple different ways to play it. I thought that was pretty interesting. It seems pretty open world with, you know, Washington, D.C. there. I like the kind of post-apocalyptic theme. I like the humor of, like, you know, being in the 50s, like, get your bomb shelter today, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It just felt a little too gimmicky to me. Like, that, like, it was too easy of an out. Like, anything that was slightly kind of lame, it's like, well, that's okay, because, you know, we're trying to be kind of lame with some of the music and do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess they're trying
to go for this vibe, and it just wasn't hitting me. And I'm like, this isn't a cool. I don't enjoy this vibe. Like, you guys could have made this so much more, but you chose to kind of take an easy way out. Is how I kind of viewed it.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, millions of people are looking forward to this game.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna get a lot of hate mail for saying that, but
I know. I'm sorry. You know, they're supposed to impress me. I wasn't impressed. I was like, move on.
Moving on. Resident Evil 5. You know, looked good. I'm not huge into Resident Evil. The problem with those first two games, they're not exclusive to the 360. So you're leading with in-depth looks at games that people can buy elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Right. So now, see, the problem I had with Resident Evil 5 was it looked pretty nice, but it really did seem just like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
The way the enemies kind of walked around, the way you fired things and picked up objects and, you know, slashed barrels or whatever, it's like, man, I've seen Resident Evil 4 at least 6 to 12 times because of some horrible, horrible roommates that kept playing that game over and over. So I got very good at what was in that game. And, it did look like a pretty cool game, but it didn't really seem like anything real groundbreaking or earth-shattering to me. But it still looked neat. Like, I would still probably pick it up if I was a 360 owner.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, so what I'm getting at is they kind of saved Sony the trouble of going through those games themselves in their press conference because they kind of did it for them. So, I mean, not that it was bad to see those things, and they mentioned, like, exclusive downloadable content, you know, to try to make it, you know, you got to get the 360 version, but still, I'm not sure those were the games to necessarily lead with. But they did go into Fable 2 and Gears of War 2. I didn't look too deeply into either of those. Fable is really interesting.
It's not my bag. Fable 2 isn't my bag either. It's not even like I have anything against Microsoft with their games. Nothing hits me. But I think, you know, Gears of War 2 I thought was pretty neat looking. I was definitely impressed by that one.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely had a great cinematic approach to it, and it was very, very violent. I was a little taken back by how violent it was again. So that was of those games, I was happy with how Gears of War 2 was looking. Later on, what is it, in the fall?
Yeah, the official fall update.
Yes,
they'll drop
360
both.
Owners will have a new interface to use on their 360.
And it's not optional either.
Yeah. So, well, I feel like I heard something like you could still do it the old way, but I think it was just people trying to bounce off the subject maybe.
Well, actually, okay, so the basic gist of the dashboard is it's kind of like in Windows Vista where you can do that Alt-Tab thing in 3D.
Basically, it's like Windows Vista and Apple TV had an illegitimate child together.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's really cruddy looking to me.
I can't say that it fixes any of the problems that we had with the dashboard. And we've talked about this a couple times. Like, first of all...
Once.
You know,
once, Tim.
A couple times.
There you are again with your little...
No, we've spoken about it twice now. Last week and a few weeks ago. But anyhow, you know, one problem was the amount of space that you're really using. You know, there's that article that somebody posted, like a theoretical dashboard that would utilize the space better. This utilizes the space worse because you're only using like the middle third of the screen, really. And then you don't even get to see all of like your window. You have like five windows kind of lined up. So it just seems kind of a waste of space, and then it doesn't seem any more organized than it was before either.
No, I think they just needed a new way to put their avatar people on there.
Yeah, it really is just a new coat of paint, and
I'll say the avatar looks, is that what it's called, avatars?
Yeah, Microsoft avatars or something like that.
They look pretty nice, you know, I enjoy how they look, but it's like, oh man, I just reading things, I've seen a lot of 360 fans that are not happy with the avatars.
And why is that?
They feel like they're getting the Wii treatment, essentially. They feel like they're starting to get that treatment from Microsoft where they're trying to meet the casual gamer sort of thing. Like, oh, look how fun and cute it is to have these people sort of feeling.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's a really lame complaint because it's like... You know those same people are going to go into their 360s and make themselves as an avatar, and it's not like they're going to completely shun that part of the system. I think it's one thing if they took, you know, Gears of War 2 and they said, oh, it's you play with your own avatar, you know?
Right.
Like, you don't want that. But to have an avatar on the system, it's just a natural step. I mean, the Miis are so popular, and they weren't, you know, Nintendo's not the first one to do anything like that. They were just the first one to do it on a console level, so I think it's a good step. I do like the way they look. They're not quite as simple as the Miis, and they're not quite as Second Life as the PlayStation Home, and so I think it's a good middle ground. Hopefully it has a lot of customization, more so than the Miis, and keeps that kind of style consistent, so I think it'll be a good step.
And then, other than that, they also announced that Netflix will be able to
cares?
To watch movies through Netflix on your Xbox 360.
Again,
which,
what?
Yeah, really. Like, I was just like, ugh. At that point, I just felt like I was watching a Microsoft press conference and not a 360 one. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I was like, oh, like I don't want to see this merge happen with computers and video games, like you know, and entertainment and media, like, all together. You know, you're watching DVDs and HD DVDs and all that stuff. I just hate seeing that stuff. So it was really irritating for me to have to, like, watch them talk about, like, oh, now you can watch Netflix, you know. But you can't watch HD Netflix is what I heard, I believe. Standard definition Netflix is the only way right now.
Well, and it's I think Netflix does not have HD downloads yet,
right?
And that might be the reason. But you know, it's kind of like, that's not a huge announcement to me. You know, they also talked about Xbox Live Primetime, which is again not real interesting to me. Like, you can play 1 versus 100, you know, against 100 other people.
Yeah.
But the idea is that there's like a schedule. It's like, it's almost like, you know, a TV schedule, right? So that at 7:30 they're going to do a game of 1 versus 100 or many games of 1 versus 100. But to me, it's like, isn't that the point of video games? Is like, you're not on a schedule. You don't have to do it at a certain time. Like, and we have TiVos now, so you can kind of like do things when you want to do them, right?
Right.
So, are we going backwards here with this prime time thing? I'm just not sure how that's going to work and really be that compelling. And they talk about, like, real prizes and stuff like that, and it's just kind of like, again, more
kinda
casual.
It's just kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, more casual
It feels a little bit forced to me.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to make you play these games and have fun, not the other way around. The other thing that they announced was You're in the Movies,
which
is kind of a strange... you use, like, the video, the built-in... Vision camera to record yourself doing funny things, and you are immediately superimposed onto some backgrounds where you swat flies or run like a clown. And I wasn't real thrilled with that one.
No, I mean, again, it's for casual gamers. I guess it's a bit of a deal if you consider that the camera is $40 by itself, and the camera comes with the game for $60. So it's kind of like that Wii Play type of thing. Like, if you're gonna get a Wii remote, you might as well get Wii Play for $10 more. You know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm not sure that anyone's like just dying to buy the Vision Cam, you know, and decides to get this game with it. Apparently, they looked really stupid on stage doing all this stuff. I did not catch.
Oh, I did get to see it. Yeah. Yeah, like, there was one where a lady had to dance and, like, boogie, and it just went on forever. It's like, this is not neat. She does not need to boogie this long, people.
They could have done
a little video.
Just... So, yeah, so Lips, you know, and then they talked about Guitar Hero 4, Rock Band 2. So they spent a lot of time on kind of those party type of games. And I guess my big problem with that is that they... scrapped the Halo announcement that we still don't know about. And here's the thing, people.
Bungie was having a countdown on their website. Right. They were going to announce a new title. And judging from some of the hints that they were dropping during the countdown, you could kind of tell it was going to be some sort of a Halo-related game. And then, guess what? The countdown was over and nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
And then... they basically said, sorry, we're not going to put it up.
and Bungie was kind of like, well, we were really excited to talk about it, but, you know, Microsoft said we're not going to do that just yet. And they pressed Microsoft for an answer, and I guess the answer that came out was, well, we really just didn't have enough time during the press conference to talk about it. And it was going to be like a 2.5-hour press conference, and we wanted to get it down to 90 minutes, so that was one of the things we decided to talk about.
So for some reason, a Halo game was cut to make
it's like,
such content.
Huh, let's see, we got Lips, we've got You're in the Movies, Guitar Hero and Rock Band, and Halo. Which one should we cut? I mean, they're not that dumb, are they? Really?
Like, I don't know, they had a lot going for them, though. I mean, they had a lot of games that they were showing off.
I think they had
a good balance of games for... there's something that everyone's going to love. And so I think Halo can be saved.
Well, and
that's what they did.
The problem is,
if they're doing a countdown, though, they have to live up to the countdown.
Well, yeah. How do you not coordinate and at the last minute say, we're going to scrap it? Like, you got to coordinate ahead of time for that. But, you know, they did say that they're going to save the Halo for a different event. Like, maybe they'll have their own Microsoft event and they can... really get into it sometime later. And that's fine, but it kind of just blows me away that that's the thing that they cut because of time, you know?
And the final announcement that Microsoft made was that Final Fantasy XIII is not going to be a PS3 exclusive and will also be on the 360 in America.
Yes.
In Japan, it'll still be a Sony exclusive, but over here we will get the game. So I thought that was very big news. I thought that was really...
Everyone's really saying that's a coup for Microsoft to be able to get that. It'll help. You know, it doesn't... It's not like they stole it from Sony, because it's still coming up... It's still on the PS3.
Right.
But it'll stop people from, you know, picking the PS3 over the 360 just for that game.
Well, that'll do it for our Microsoft recap. And now we're going to move on to Nintendo's segments, and we're going to try to even speed things faster, because we're already kind of going long with just one segment, so...
Well, it shouldn't... We should be able to go through this one faster because there really wasn't a lot to see at
Well,
Nintendo's
I think
conference.
There's a lot to talk about is the problem, though. There might not have been much to see, but there's a lot that we can talk about. So that's going to be the hard focus of this segment. First off, Nintendo announced a brand new Animal Crossing game called Animal Crossing City Folk, which will be coming out for the Wii this year. And boy... As UK Resistance put it, quote, it is simultaneously exactly what we wanted, but also a crushing shame.
Yes.
Because it looks exactly like the DS game. Like, just improved graphics. Like, literally everything is the same. The same clothing, the same houses, the same kind of look of the town and the characters and the sound effects and the couches and all the furniture. It's like... Oh my gosh, it's like all the fossils are still there again. It's like, well, you know, not new, crazy, awesome fossils, like the same fossils you collected before. It's like, that really bugged me. It's like, I don't want to play that game because I've already played it.
Because then you're starting from scratch. It's like...
Yes, I'm starting from scratch.
I've done
all
this.
The things
I've maintained
I already collected.
City. Yes.
And it's like, oh, look, it's City Folk. We have a new city area, which, if you pay attention, it looks like a pretty freaking small city, all right?
It's only four screens. And it's stuff that could have been in the other world, like, oh, Gracie's store. Well, that could have just been in the regular world, so what's so special about it, you know? It is really disappointing, and you know,
so it's like you can go online, you know, with your friends. You can have multiple friends over at your place at a time, and you know, but you still have to deal with your friend codes. You still have to walk in and out of the gates, and you still have to connect. It's still very much a crippled online experience that I was hoping of Animal Crossing would break.
Yeah, we were talking about Animal Crossing MMO. I forget about that.
Right.
This is like
gone.
Not even close. Maybe Animal Crossing 8 will be an MMO finally, but at this pace, they're never going to get there. And
yeah, they did announce the Wii Speak peripheral that will be coming with Animal Crossing. I assume with the new Animal Crossing game, not separately.
No, it is not. It is separate.
It is separate? Okay.
It is separate, and it's about $30, I think.
Jeez. Basically, it's a microphone that you put on top of your sensor bar, and everyone in the room can talk to the microphone, essentially. So you're not just by yourself with a headset. You know, your whole family can enjoy talking to your friends and at their place, you know, from the comfort of your own home.
Let me stop you here for a second. Do you know why
Was I wrong?
No, but okay. Do you know why that's the stupidest idea in the world? It's because... Who's to say that everyone wants to hear you talking to other people online through the Wii Speak microphone? I mean, the point of a headset is nobody else has to hear you jabber with other people online, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So if you're the kids sitting there playing the game and mom and dad happen to be in the room, I mean, what?
But see, I think that's the reason, because mom and dad would be able to hear who you're talking to.
Yeah,
they'd
exactly.
Be able to hear the conversation.
Monitor. Did I hear an F-bomb or what?
Not over my Wi-Fi connection, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, it's a bad
It was very depressing
to
me that was Animal Crossing. It's like the same game with barely enhanced visuals, and it's like, come on.
Really nothing. And plus, no NES games within the game.
Of course
now
not.
The Virtual Console's out. Forget that. So it's
they
like
weren't, the, yeah.
I don't know. To me, the GameCube version is just fine, you know.
It's well, I think the DS version is better than the GameCube version.
I never played the DS version, so. But he, well, my
problem—it's definitely better all around than the GameCube one.
Well, my problem with Animal Crossing in general is there's no real point to the game, you know.
I don't mind that.
But see, but I do because I'll play it for like a month or two, and then I'll ask myself, "What the heck am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? Like, I feel like I have to come back tomorrow at this time so I can catch this fish, and so that no weeds grow and." And, oh, crap, I have a party to go to on Halloween, and I wanted to log into Animal Crossing, and it's like, it consumes me to the point where I'm like, what is the end goal here?
See, that's why it was better on DS, because you could play it wherever you went.
True.
You know, and you didn't have to be worried about racing home to, you know, turn on your console and hog the TV to, you know, watch the countdown to, you know, the fireworks show on New Year's Eve, right? It's like, yeah. No one's going to want to watch you play Animal Crossing when they're trying to watch the ball drop. So, you know, it was better on the DS. So it's you got problems now having it go back to a console again.
Right.
It's a mess for me. It's very disappointing. Not happy.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not buying it because it's not worth my time.
Unless they announce something just really crazy about the game, I'm not planning on getting it either.
Not going to happen.
But we'll see.
It's too much maintenance for nothing new, for really nothing new.
Yeah, if there was lots of new things, you know, to get, I would be interested. But since it's the same items, and there's probably more new items, but, like, there are a lot of items in the old game. And if all those items are back, like, I would rather not have any of it.
Yeah, it's sad.
All right, well, Nintendo also announced Wii Sports Resort. And with that, they also introduced the new Motion Plus attachment to the Wii Remote. And the Motion Plus attachment allows for a better sense of your movement. It basically takes in...
It's a one-to-one mapping of your movement to the on-screen character movement, basically.
Yes, yeah, so the little attachment basically brings in new data that the original Wiimote couldn't, and then the combination all gets sent to your Wii to be able to better recognize every movement that you're making with your hand. What really cracked me up about this was they just spent all this time getting Wii Remote jackets out to everybody,
yeah.
And now there's like a new, like, longer Wii Remote jackets that you can fit it around the Wii Plus attachment.
I know, it's like... What in the world?
Like, how many Wii Remote how much money are they spending on these Wii Remote jackets that they're handing out like candy? It's like, oh, everyone upgrade to your new Wii Remote jacket. Like, oh, how much safety do we need?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't believe that they led, you know, this is the world's first opportunity to see the Wii Motion Plus, which I'm not doubting is going to be really cool, and hopefully there's a lot of good games that really take advantage of it. But they lead with throwing a frisbee to your dog.
I think
that's the best way to show off the Motion Plus, really.
I think the thing for me was you see her holding the frisbee and she's moving her hand around and the frisbee is moving and twisting just like her hand and her whole body is, essentially. And it's like, that's really cool. It really can pick up that movement. It's like, that was the testament right there. Like, see, this works perfectly. You know, if they were to jump right to the water boat thing... You wouldn't.
Well, the water boat. You wouldn't forget about it.
Yeah, come on, that's right up there with Reggie's speed, right?
Oh gosh.
I have some. By the way, Reggie was hilarious. Okay, Reggie never lets me down. Whenever he gives a speech, okay, and this time he was particularly hilarious.
Let me introduce you to Wii Sports Resort, which is literally a day at the beach.
And there's nothing more irritating than watching these people try to be excited by reading a script that's meant to be exciting when they're not, like, you just gotta let it come naturally, okay? You can't read a script and make it seem like you're on it.
Oh, Reggie, you gotta admit, is that the most adorable game you've ever seen?
It's like it's the first time you ever saw that, right?
Right, it's like the first time they've ever played it, like, whoa, look at that, that's awesome.
Wow.
Oh. How long have I been testing this game?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just really weird to hear him say things like...
You really like that throttle, don't you, Reggie?
Well, I guess you're right, Reggie. That really is more your speed.
That's why they call me the Reginator. Like, shut up.
God. Cammy does not help.
And Cammy is like the new Reggie. She's like the female Reggie. Just right. It's like, find someone exciting. Just get some kids up there. Instead of showing, you know, the one dude swinging the sword around, chopping the pencil, and trying to be like, isn't this awesome? Look at me. You just need to bring up someone from the audience. You know, yeah. They're not going to mess it up. If this is one-to-one motion, just have them get in there and do a sword fight. Because that's what they did with Wii Sports, was they had someone join them for a 2v2 round of tennis. And that was kind of cool. You're like, oh, look at that guy. He's having so much fun. That'll be me. And this time we have to watch Reggie say, ugh.
Maybe it was just a pre-rendered video, and they had all the motions kind of memorized, so that it just looked right.
Well, I just loved how, like, the lady was, you know, going to show the first, you know, motion of this thing. She's going to throw the frisbee to this dog on the beach, right?
Right.
And I do agree. I did not want to see someone throwing a frisbee to a freaking dog.
Yeah, that's
not exciting.
Okay?
This is
what I've been waiting for. It didn't quite make it into Wii Sports,
to a virtual dog.
I'm so glad. Oh man.
So she flicks her wrist, but she doesn't flick it hard enough. So then the game's like, oh, please point the Wii remote at the screen. Here's how you play, you know, kind of thing. It's like,
okay, Peach, you ready?
We'll see how your puppy
okay, let's
responds.
Go, girl. Well, let me do a little so I can line it up. I was never very good at this in
She already messed up and she's like, yeah. I really suck at this. Like, yeah, you do. Why don't you get someone who can play? God.
The other thing that was upsetting about the Wii Motion Plus was, like, not 5 minutes earlier did they show a little montage video with the Star Wars Clone Wars game.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, you got lightsaber battles in that game, and it's not going to take advantage of the Wii Motion
Plus.
Yeah,
that's, it's like, no-brainer, people, okay?
Yeah.
You want to make a big E3 splash, and you've got one-to-one motion being introduced. You just show just a freaking tech demo of a Star Wars lightsaber fight, because that's exactly what that sword fight was that they were doing. Just
right.
Making lightsabers, you know? How hard is this?
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that that Wii Sports Resort will be fun. It will be a good successor to Wii Sports. Hopefully, the three games that they showed are not... I mean,
well, they asked them how many games are there, and they said, we can't talk about that yet, but we're hoping to have, like, at least 10. So they don't even know themselves, you know? It's one of those things, like, where, like, Wii Sports originally was just two, I think, like, three games.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, Wii Sports would be so much more fun, just keep the game the same, but more depth, you know? Like, more than just one golf course, you know, like a full 18 and, like, three or four different courses. You know, like, that would be a lot of fun, and like, adding online play, and... I know we're not going to get that, but it would be nice if Wii Sports Resort took advantage of some of those newer technologies, not just, you know, oh, here's a cool, you know, tech demo of a sport. And maybe
Wii Sports Online.
Yeah.
You know, and include all this new stuff with one-on-one motion. That's the game that we would want to see.
And give me the same five
Frisbee
sports.
Frisbee dog.
Yeah, give me the same five sports with Wii Motion Plus. I'll be happy. But, you know, I'm sure it'll be fun. Wasn't presented that well, in my opinion. And then they closed with Wii Music. I gotta say, I was a little confused with this announcement. I'm not used to Nintendo coming out with really crummy games, but this seems like one of them to me.
It's, especially for me, like, I'm a big music guy,
obviously.
You know, I have the music trivia, whenever I see movies, I'm always thinking about the music, and people are like, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I'm very critical of music. So here's Wii Music, right? And even I was like, this looks kind of weird. Like, like, this doesn't look like something I would buy. And that's a problem, okay? If you've got a Wii Music game coming out and Ray's not interested, you got big problems, okay? I did enjoy, because Nintendo has been doing lots of neat things with music and video games for some time now. And so it is interesting to see them do some difficult music tasks. One of which being, if you're just freestyling and you're just playing music, how they're able to make all the, your music sound good. You know, you're pressing buttons, you're moving your horn around, you know, it's like, and everything you're playing is good, and it's on key, and it's in, and it's with the correct chords. Like, you'll have like a band behind you playing, and somehow whatever you're doing is still translating well with the bass player, and, you know, with the keyboards and stuff like that. So to me, that was kind of interesting. It's like, that's cool that you can just kind of play around. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to just play around. This happened to me with Electroplankton, where I borrowed it from a friend just to try it out, and I was like, this is just too free-flowing for me. You know what I mean? Like, here I am, I'm just clicking things that's like experimental music. It's like, but that doesn't do anything for me, because it's just, it feels random.
Well, and
don't feel like I'm doing anything constructive.
And a Wii Remote is only going to have so many buttons. So, you know, when he's going up there playing the flute, I'm trying to think of, like, well, he's got the 1 and 2 button, and maybe, like, the A button and the directional pad is, like, a modifier that'll play different notes. But, it turns out that it's just A and B, basically.
Right.
Yeah,
and basically, they've got it worked out a certain way so that the notes, you know, if you press it at a certain time, the notes will change to these notes. And it's kind of like a variable thing that's going on, essentially. Is it really worth buying?
No, not at all. And here's my analogy is, my little nephew, like 6-month-old nephew, has this little like Winnie the Pooh piano with like 8 keys on it, right? And if you set it to like a certain song, you can play the same key over and over again, but it'll play the whole song each time you hit the note. It just changes to a different note.
Yes.
And that's what the Wii Music seems like to me. Like, you pick the song you want to play, like the Mario theme, and you just push random buttons and it'll play the theme. So how is that a game?
Yeah, I think I've watched more videos on this because I really wanted to get clear about what's in this game. And I think there is a lot of depth to this game because you can play along with other songs. For instance, they were playing along with the Super Mario Brothers theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone had kind of a different instrument. And basically, even if you play the same song over and over, you have like 60 different instruments to play. And just by combining different instruments, you have a very interesting sound. You know, you can change the tempo and have, you know, kind of like a jazz version or kind of like a rock version. And it's kind of funny to be able to do that, you know, grab some family members and kind of play music together. But it's like, if someone was playing the game, I would be interested in going over and trying it out with them. But I can't see myself consciously putting it in the system myself to start playing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're always saying, oh, it's great. You know, kids see this and they jump in, they love it. You know, it's like, yes, if you jump in, you will like it. But no one's going to want to start it, is how I kind of feel. Like, that's the problem I think this game has. So it's got a lot of proving to do. And I think what's most depressing to me is, like, this is not a new game to me. Because we've seen Wii Music for quite a while.
Well, when they first announced
when they first showed off the Wii Remote, and you know, basically, you know, it was like, here is the Wii. The first thing they did was, as Miyamoto came out and he started conducting the orchestra. Like, that was a Wii Music game. It was like, oh, interesting. They have like a music game. Like, that was like, what, 2.5 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's been a freaking while. Like, this is all you got now? Like, it's kind of, it's a little irritating.
Well, and they spent a good chunk of the conference on this game. Like, the whole end of it was really devoted to it. They had the drummer guy, and then they had Miyamoto and the drummer guy, and then they had the four of them come out, and they were showing off different parts. And so you know that they were expecting this to be, like, the big, you know, big thing that they were talking about, and nobody came away impressed with it at all. And so
I think it's that thing where you have to be playing it to have fun.
Maybe.
If you're the one watching, it's not as much fun.
Yeah, maybe. The other thing I had a problem with is that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's up to 4 people can play at a time, right?
I believe so.
Okay. They had 4 people up on the stage playing different instruments plus the drummer. Did you notice that?
Okay. Oh.
So at least one of them was completely faking it and not even doing anything, just looking stupid up there.
Maybe they have better support.
I heard them say, oh, you can pick 4 out of the 6 people to you know, be actual players, and the other ones just kind of go automatically. And I'm counting, I'm like, there's four people up there, and then the drummer guy's going too. So somebody's not doing a thing. So
maybe the drummer guy was just stuck up there, and he's like, I might as well actually play drums along. I'll just pretend I'm drumming. Because doesn't the Wii board take up two controller slots?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
That's what I remember. I remember reading that. That was my Black Doom Award one time, I believe.
Really?
Oh, on the Lame Show. Oh, you don't listen to podcasts.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't listen to
not
our
even
podcasts.
Ours. Yeah. How was last week's, by the way?
Actually, I did listen to the song.
Oh, how was it?
I got that far, and I enjoyed it more than you did.
It wasn't spectacular. But see, that's because you hadn't heard the Air songs I've been putting it up, right?
That's true.
It's the only exposure that you know. Okay, I'm just messing around.
Okay, so the big disappointment for Nintendo's conference was, all they said was, oh, we're working on a new Mario and Zelda game. Like, really?
No,
like,
they said their Mario and Zelda teams are hard at work.
Okay, on Mario and
Zelda. We don't know what,
Zelda
though,
games.
Because the Zelda team made Wii Fit, okay? The Zelda team made Wii Fit.
Stop it. You know it's a new Zelda game. And they even said that they're making a Zelda game for the Wii later on. But the point is, like, that's not an announcement. For the rest of all of humanity, the rest of time, there's going to be a Mario team and a Zelda team working on a Mario and a Zelda game. So if they don't give us even a screenshot or a trailer or anything,
that's what they need to do, is at least give it an image or something.
Don't,
you know,
don't just mention it, or you know.
If you're gonna show it, show it. If you're not gonna show it, don't say a freaking thing, okay? And that was the problem I had the next day at during like a Q&A session. Miyamoto said, "We're making Pikmin."
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like, you don't say that unless you show something, okay? Like, because here's the problem, okay? This is why so many people are disappointed with this E3, is because they expect things because they've been hearing stuff. They hear stuff, oh, you know, like Reggie said, oh, our core gamers will not be disappointed with E3. It's like, ooh, what do they got for us core gamers? Yeah, what are they talking about? And you got friggin' Matt Casamassina talking about, you know,
Kid Icarus
every day in and day out. So I can't hold that part against Nintendo specifically, but we know they've been making an Animal Crossing for a while. They've said, we are making Animal Crossing, okay? So when Animal Crossing is announced, people are like, yes, this is what I expected. Okay, now what else? What else are you going to surprise me with? So what happens is our expectations are killed because they've already, you know, built it up for us. They've already let us down ahead of time. So that when we see it, we're like, yes, as expected, like clockwork, you know? And then when things don't happen, we're like, hey, that's weird. They didn't show that. What's going on? Like, we still don't have Disaster Day of Crisis. And so next time when they show Pikmin, we're going to be like, yes, we knew you guys were working on Pikmin. It won't be that big of a deal. That's the same problem.
And if they're not far enough along to show us even, like, a trailer, then that means the games aren't going to be released till after E3 2009. So why not save those little announcements as like, big announcements for E3 2009?
No, I take that back, because, you know, they have not yet shown any images of the new Animal Crossing. But they just showed it, and it's going to be out before this year is over.
Okay, but we're talking about, like, Mario and Zelda here. Those are not games that come out on time, and they don't even have a release date yet for them, so you'd be lucky to get it holiday 09,
right?
And so, you know, that's not something that's going to come out between now and a year from now.
Yeah,
especially if they don't even have anything to show.
But so, at the same time, though, I guess I have this to say, because we have had a lot of great core Nintendo games come out recently. Okay, within just the last 2 years, you know, 2.5 years, whatever, we've had Zelda, a new Mario, a new Metroid.
Smash Brothers.
New Smash Brothers, okay. Yeah, how'd I forget that one?
Oh, that's what I want to know.
Also, Mario Kart came out as well. Don't forget that one. So it's like, what else do we have? Okay, well, Pikmin. All right, now what else? I don't know. I guess we're back to Mario and Zelda. It's like, you know, those aren't going to come around anytime soon, though. Clearly, right?
Yeah, you can't have one of those every year, like Mario
Party.
Yeah,
it's like, it's going to be a while before where's Mario Party? I'm waiting to see that announcement. Like, that would seem more obvious to me than something like Zelda or Kid Icarus, I guess.
Or the next Mario sports title, since baseball's only a month away, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's very very strange what they got going on here. They didn't really pull any big punches, and I don't know, it's weird.
No, it was pretty disappointing all in all. Especially because the Wii Motion, it's almost like they had to scramble to get something together. And Wii Motion Plus must not be very far along because it's a prototype they're showing, and none of the developers have it yet, and it's coming out in the spring. So it's almost a year away.
All right, well, moving on to Sony's press conference. This will be a very short segment, I can promise everybody. Some things they announced. God of War 3. Not really my boat, but I know people love it. Also, they announced MAG, called the Massive Action Game. And they said, quote, "The game will break up to 256 human players into 8-man squads, fighting each other over simultaneously in a total free-for-all." That's pretty cool sounding.
If they can pull this off, then kudos to them. But I have to say, like, when is this thing going to come out? Like, probably...
Not anytime soon, because we're still waiting for Home to come out.
Well, we're still waiting for Home.
They can't even get freaking Home where people just walk around and interact with each other. How are they going to get 256 human players together at a single time? They can't get Home working. We're still waiting for Home. Okay, we're still waiting for their freaking avatar system, walking around, doing nothing. Like a free deal to go across consoles. It's been like, what, 2 years now since they announced Home? Come on.
Well, the thing is, Microsoft's going to announce and release their avatar system in you know, a third of the time that, you know, Sony has had.
Yeah.
That's a disaster. But, yeah, they're a little infamous for kind of announcing big things and then taking a long time to get there.
We're still waiting for Little Big Planet.
They showed off Little Big Planet a little bit. I don't know if you saw that segment, but...
I did not.
Jack Tretton, who, I gotta say, is kind of a slimy guy. I just don't really care for him. He just seems like this slickster that's gonna cheat you out of, like, all your life savings.
That's why he's working at Sony, right?
I'm not going there, okay? I'm not going there. But he said, you know, this is the boring part of the show where I have to talk about all the numbers, you know, how we've been doing and... all the millions of consoles we sold. Well, first of all, he did that throughout the entire show, so it was boring the whole way. But for this specific segment, he's like, I'm going to bring up the co-creator of Little Big Planet, and he created a custom level that's going to help me illustrate this. So he had his little Sackboy character like walk through a level, and like he'd step on a block, and it would be like the first bar in the bar graph, and say, you know, blah, 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 you know, we sold this many. And then he'd jump on the next one, it would be higher and higher and higher. And then he'd go, you know, he'd go further, and it would show a little, like a PS3 on a little string, and it'd say, like, we sold 1.5 million of these, and then he'd throw a ball, and it would pull down the PSP one. So he did this whole level that was like a, almost like a glorified PowerPoint presentation.
Right. Because it's like, we don't want people to actually pay attention to these numbers.
Right. No,
we're going to distract them with all these visuals.
Well, I don't even think Jack was paying attention, because he added up, it was like 1.5 PS3s, 1.6 PSPs, 1.4 PS2s. He says, that's a total of 5 billion units this year. I'm like, and I had to go back and play it. I'm like, wait, how many? How many units? 5 billion. I'm like, wow, he is just watching Sackboy there, I think. But it was interesting, and I had to really question, I'm like, is this because the developer created the level that it looks this good, or is this something that anybody can really do? Like, the amount of flexibility that was on there was pretty impressive, and they pretty much confirmed, like, yeah, anyone can do anything, share it online, and if you have that much freedom, then this would be a pretty huge title.
Yeah, I still think Little Big Planet is a really awesome game.
Yeah, it's, definitely.
You know, it's very inventive, and I look forward to trying it out sometime if I ever find a PS3 controller.
If you ever meet somebody, It's true though. I think actually
I don't know anybody.
I know one person that owns a PS3. And
are they in jail?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I've never seen it played. So
not that there was any correlation there. I'm just and also the air game we're still waiting for is Killzone 2.
Yes, they
still waiting for Killzone 2.
Kind of showed that one too, I think.
Did they show anything?
They had so many montage trailers. They actually talked about a lot of different games. They had so many that they really had to just say, oh, by the way, you know, we have a Ratchet and Clank downloadable game. We have this new game called Eden Flowers, like the sequel to Flow. You know, a lot of
So to make sure they stayed within the time restraints, they cut out the Halo announcement, right?
Yes, exactly.
That was the one.
He talked for like 10 minutes at the beginning of the conference about Blu-ray, about how they have three legitimate platforms right now, about how everyone was saying that PS3, you know, 2008 is the year of the PS3. And, you know, I'm kind of still waiting for that to really happen. I mean, it's kind of happening, but we haven't been blown away yet, you know? But then he started talking about the PlayStation 1 and how, like, Crash Bandicoot didn't come till year 2, and this game didn't come till year 4. You know, GTA 2 didn't come till year 4. And then he talks about the PS2 and says, well, we didn't have these great games until, like, 3 or 4 years into the system. And I'm like, are you trying to justify why the PS3 is not that great a system quite yet? Like, hold on just a little bit longer, because historically our systems have sucked for a couple of years before we really picked up. So
yeah. Well, the last press conference I wanted to talk about was Konami's.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard about this?
No, maybe not. I don't know.
I'll give you the description from GoNintendo.com that Ramit Cowboy, I believe, wrote. He said, Konami was saving their big guns for the last section of their presentation. The plan was to show off Rock Revolution, their upcoming Rock Band Guitar Hero competitor. Which, first of all, bleh, okay? Do we need another one? Konami had gone out of their way to bring in a local band to help them promote the game. This band was an all-female Ramones cover band. To showcase Rock Revolution, the band would take the stage and play a Ramones song, and then someone would go over and play the same song on Rock Revolution. Okay, first of all, what's the point?
They should have brought, like a real band in there.
Yeah, either bring in a real band. It's like, but why just play the same song again? Like, oh,
well,
look how similar
show,
it is.
Yeah, how accurate it is or something like that, maybe.
Well, it was pretty sad because he goes on to say, between the two of them, they could barely hit any notes. I think the longest streak I saw on the drummer side was a 5, and the longest for the guitarist was 2. It took about 10 seconds before the entire crowd realized that this wasn't going well at all. They couldn't play the game, and the song sounded absolutely horrible. Patrick leaned over and said that he wanted to see the band fail a song. Sure enough, a few seconds later, the song crapped out and the duo had failed. Everyone in the crowd started laughing while the two people on stage looked frightened/horrified. The guitarist took to the podium, grabbed the mic, and said that the presser was over and thank you for coming. Yes, Konami really ended the show like that. They let the horrible disaster play out, and then 2 seconds after the failure, they announced that the event was over. The laughter turned into an uncomfortable silence and a few groans being muffled. Everyone automatically felt extremely uncomfortable, and we all quickly shuffled out of the room. And I managed
that
to find
is
a,
awesome.
I managed to find a YouTube video of their performance.
Wow, that doesn't look like shit.
Follow the link if you want to watch it. There's unfortunately really bad commentary on top, but it's pretty funny to see it go down.
Oh my god. So they picked random people out of the crowd?
No, they took 2 people from the Ramones cover band.
And did they not let them practice beforehand?
I don't know what was going on, but it looked like the guitarist just did not do anything right. She's just wiggling the thing really fast, just way faster than necessary, and it just sounds so bad.
Wow.
It's like, how do you mess that up? Have you guys never played Guitar Hero or Rock Band by this point? Come on.
That reminds me of last year's Jamie Kennedy Activision.
No, wasn't that 2 years
conference.
Ago?
No, I think it was last year.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we talked about it on 2P Star and we weren't around 2 years ago.
No, we weren't even on this earth.
Nope.
Well, Tim, it's time to give our picks for the best conference and the Black at Doom Award to the worst conference.
The finest.
I'm going to give the best conference to Microsoft. I thought Microsoft had a good balance of games for all kinds of ages and genres. And they had some great big announcements to also unveil, and they really got in depth with some specific games, and I thought it just went off just really well.
Very unbiased of you, seeing as you didn't like any of the games they went into.
Exactly, I didn't care for any of the games, but like they really showed their stuff, and I know a lot of people like those games, and they're going to have a lot of fun with them. So,
it was a tough choice for me, but I'm going to have to go with Sony.
Ooh.
Because as much as I hate Jack, they really did have a lot of games, a lot of compelling games for both the PSP and the PS3. I didn't really care about the PS2 section, but I couldn't give it to Microsoft because I don't think the balance was quite there. I think they gave too much to the casual, and I liked the way they started, but I thought it went downhill from there. And I, again, not putting Halo in there because of time, that just killed it. That would have sealed the deal for me, but it kind of ruined it for me there, not having it in there. So definitely not Nintendo, though. That was really sad.
Well, you know what color skies rolled over E3?
Well, it's pretty black outside right now, so I'm thinking that's the color.
It's just kind of gray, but definitely black clouds rolled over E3. And the dreaded Black Doom Award must be handed out.
Whoa.
My Black Doom Award is going to have to go to Nintendo. Just did not do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They.
Is that where your Black Doom Award goes as well?
Well, if I'm giving a Black Doom Award to a conference, then yes. I wanted to say Microsoft for not announcing Halo, which I've already said a few times, but Nintendo definitely had the worst of the three conferences. And what's sad is they really seem surprised by the reception that they've gotten.
Yeah, they're like, oh, E3 isn't the place to announce big games anymore. Was basically
yeah, it's like, is that a sore, like, loser type of
yeah,
approach?
It's like, what? Like, when is the good time then? Like, just randomly when people aren't like counting down days to it or something? Like,
yeah, just throw it up there at any random time. Yeah, that's a great way to announce things.
That's the best time to announce
when there's no
games,
press,
when
no
one's
press
paying
around.
Attention.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's kind of a sore loser approach, in my opinion, and They keep talking about, we want something for everybody. We want the hardcores to be happy, and we want the casual. But that's just lip service. They're not really going after the hardcore or you know, dedicated Nintendo fans that have been around. They just aren't. And as long as they keep focusing these big conferences on the casual side, they're just taking that impression people have, and they're making it stronger. And I think that's just a shame. But you know, hopefully,
you know what Reggie's gonna say at the next E3, right? This is not your father's Zelda.
And the whole world is gonna groan in unison.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of 2P Starts Live Special Edition. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I've got to say, it's going to be pretty crazy with a full-time job now.
Oh,
but
boy.
We will try our best to keep things flowing.
I hope so. Boy. It's going to be rough.
Where's my whiskey?